People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
Hello and welcome to another episode of White Wine Question Time, something from the cellar, where we revisit some of our best vintage conversations. And whilst we all recover from Christmas, and in the words of our most recent festive guest, Noddy Holder, look to the future, I wanted to take a look back at some of our golden moments on the show over the last year. And first up, it's the frankly hilarious Faye Ripley, a brilliant actress, writer, podcaster, and cook. Here she talks about her friendship with David Baddiel, who she also hosts a podcast with, and explains why she splashed out on Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina-scented candle for the very first show. Being paid to shop and review things that you're curious about seems pretty lottery-esque dreamy.
Read the podcast we're talking, aren't we? Yes. It's when you say paid... We paid for the items.
Did you really?
Let me tell you. Yeah, because the whole point of this ridiculous podcast that David Baddiel and I do is that it's incredibly honest. And I feel like if somebody else is paying for it, you can't really be honest. So you have to feel the pinch on whatever it is you're buying. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
On the first show, you splashed up big time on the vagina-scented candle from Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop. I mean, that's a pricey slash punchy purchase.
£100.
Jeez, man.
Odd. And let me tell you, that was bought some time ago. My place still smells of vagina. It's great. It's still going.
Do the kids love like it?
Oh, they love it. They go, whose vagina is it? And I say, don't worry, it's Gwyneth's. It's not mummy's. So that's fine. Although maybe not great for my 16-year-old son, I'd say at this stage of development, it's so probably a bit scarring. But anyway, he's coping. It's fine. So yes, you're right. We buy stuff mainly off the internet, but not always, to be fair. And we unbox it and we review it. And the sort of general idea is that that is just a springboard. It's an excuse for us to buy stuff that we want to buy and try it out, because it's to do with the algorithms. You know, we're all bombarded with stuff on our phones.
You're so true. That's so right, you know.
So we're trying it out for you. We're going, are you getting that dishcloth that they want to charge £25 for? Hang on a minute. Hold fire. I'll try it out. By the way, it's rubbish. Don't bother. Or, do you know what? £25 on a cloth. We don't review a cloth, by the way. I'm just using it as an example. Yeah. But, you know, or the vagina candle. Go, do you know what? Actually, you know, my sex life has just gone skyrocketed. The kids love it. the mother-in-law can't get enough of it. I don't know. Whatever.
The vagina's the review, a massive hit.
It's a massive hit. And so whatever it is, we try and give it a proper, honest review.
Thorough.
In between... you get a glimpse into David Baddiel and my's relationship.
I like the fact that he feels close enough to you to, in a moment of need, knock your door for a poo. I mean, I'd have to know somebody really well to be able to do that, especially not to like dress it up as another reason. He just literally came to your house for a poo, didn't he?
Yes. I mean, it's brilliant that you've Googled that and that's out there just as an anecdote.
It's on your podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is on my podcast. That's true. Oh, yeah, it probably isn't like a headline. Yeah, you're right.
It just made me chuckle.
Well, it's true. So he lives fairly near, you know, it's like a 10-minute bike ride away. And that at the time he was cycling to, he'd be happy to say this, he did in fact say it on the podcast, cycling to his therapist. And probably the nerves of the oncoming therapy session kicked in, needed a poo, thought, where am I as relaxed as in my own home? I know, Faye's. I, however, and he points this out, am not relaxed around public pooing or sharing any kind of toilet stuff. So it was, I think it's an odd choice. I'm not comfortable with anyone knocking on my door for a poo. Not at all. But in he comes. I'm like, oh, hello, David. He's like, I'm just going for a poo. I'm like, oh, God, okay. And then he left again. Well, you know, without a bind or leave.
Does he really?
Funnily enough, but, you know, it is mad that. I mean, when I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year. Just so I could go off and have a poo. And I used to say every morning, again, he goes, God, you work out a lot, don't you? I go, yes. I just like to do the weights, do a lot of cardio. Obviously, I didn't use one piece of equipment. I think that was clear from the untoned body that returned from said gym. But I just went for a poo. It was just really, really, it was the only way around it I could think of when I was staying with him. Basically,
totally get that, especially in the first flushes of romance. There's not a hope of me.
We've got into this, haven't we? Really early on. I don't know how that's happened, but we have.
Bloody David Baddiel, I blame him.
I do. I always blame David. So that's perfect.
Well, I've really enjoyed it, and you two are a surprise pairing, but a revelation, because your friendship kind of seeps through everything that you discuss, purchase and talk about. So thank you. I've really enjoyed spending more time with you than I'd anticipated, actually, because you think, how's this going to work? Somebody unpacking and looking at shopping on an audio podcast. But it works. You bring it to life.
That's kind of why we're trying to turn it into a TV.
You should.
Then you can see it. But anyway, there you go. I'll let you know on that one.
Yeah, I like that. I saw you two on Celebrity Advice Bureau. You were very good.
Ah, oh, that was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I found it on the internet. I told
well
you
done.
Next up, we have Irish television and radio presenter Craig Doyle. What a year he's had, hey? And what a lovely bloke he is, as you're about to discover. Here he talks about his love for animals and, well, let's just put it this way. He has a way with them that few do. How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
Duck in hell.
Duck in hell. So, I love animals, right? I mean, not that much.
Not much.
But, and I don't know. I'm weird with animals. I melt. We had seven puppies in the studio today. I just melt with animals. And I'm talking to this duck, and I'm rubbing its tummy, and it goes just starts doing this weird thing. It's like, goes into this trance, and then I think I'm like, it has a pee, and I'm like, oh no, the duck's had a pee, and the other goes, that's not pee, as this white liquid streams from her underbelly. She goes, you've just made her very, very happy. I had ducks dropping into my DMs for weeks, I tell you that. Gliding in.
Oh my goodness. So, but then, do you know what you did? You just recovered brilliantly. You sort of laughed it off and threw back to the studio. You just rolled with it.
So there's a great thing that happens, Kate, as you get older in television and you literally stop caring what people think.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't care anymore. And it's so liberating. And it makes you a much better broadcaster because you're not concerned. You're concerned about the show, and you know this show needs to be these things, and you'll do that. And if you end up being the punch bag or coming out of it a bit stupid or a bit undignified, you don't care. And it makes work so much more fun. And I work with some young people, and I can see them worried about what people might think, and it holds them back, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I just roll with everything now. It doesn't matter.
Even Bill Murray.
I cleaned up a huge dog poo live on telly today.
Yeah, but if you've got four dogs at home, haven't you? That's like,
dogs, cats, everything, kids, everyone's pooing. Everyone's pooing in my house.
Exactly. You're just one big poop scoop.
That's it. Poop, spook, scoop, toilet unblocker. That's what I do.
Bill Murray, that was one you didn't really see coming. It's one of those kind of tales of be careful what you wish for, because John Goodman from Roseanne was in the crowd watching this huge game of, was it baseball?
It was baseball, yeah. It was one of the London series. It was a proper Major League Baseball game. So the Cardinals were over playing, and it was great, you know, the whole against the Cubs, Chicago Cubs. So Bill Murray is a Cubs fan, and John Goodman is a Cardinals fan. And on the first day, play over 2 days. The first day is I interviewed John Goodman, and I don't know, he was very reflective. We had an interview last about 5 minutes, and he got quite upset. It was really interesting, quite emotional during it. And what a lovely man, you know. The next day they said, Bill Murray's here. We're going to send him over to you. He's going to give you 1.5 minutes. That's it. I'm like, that's fine. That's fine. So Bill Murray comes over and completely, you know, it's goddamn Bill Murray, you know. And just before we go live on the break, I said, Bill, how do you want to do this? And he said, what do you want to do? I said, whatever helps you, man. And he goes, I'll play it straight, throw some questions, then I'll play around for a minute, and then we're done. I said, beautiful. And so it's fairly straight going. And then he starts messing. I can see he's getting a bit giddy. And then I spot John Goodman over the far side. I'm like, John's here. And he goes, all right. I said, do you want to say hello to him? He's like, yeah. I said, can we get a camera on this? The two of us start climbing over barriers. And then it just kicks off. And he's throwing stuff. And it's chaos for 8 minutes.
He was singing Sweet Caroline. You had to join in, didn't you?
Yeah, sang Sweet Caroline with him. He's throwing stuff everywhere. It's just kicking off. But it's chaos. But on the final bars of Sweet Caroline, he manages to open a baseball cap, stick it on my head, and shake my hand and walk out a shot as the music ends. Like, he knows what he's doing. But it was cool. It was great. It was great.
See that those moments I love. I think that's when you really come alive doing the job that we do. It's also where you earn your money. So for me, I welcome those moments. But I know some people would literally, you know, lose sleep at the thought of it.
That's when it's at its best. Auto cue, you could do that all day. It's doing your sleep. That's the chaos is the fun stuff. And actually, off the back of that, I'm the new host of ITV's NFL show with OC and Jason.
Are you?
Which starts this Friday, yeah, because the NFL saw that stuff and went, who's this guy?
So he did you a massive favour.
Correct.
Next time you need a job, who are you going to call?
Bill Murray. Good, I
Bill
see what
Murray.
You've done
there. Got it?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
And last but not least, comedian and doting dad, Adam Hills. And I defy you not to fall in love with this man. Utterly, utterly heartwarming. Here he tells us about his relationship with his daughters, the children's book he's created with them, and how he pines for them when he's here in the UK, working away from them on the other side of the world. Imagine, if you will, that you were sadly to die tomorrow and you find yourself at the pearly gates, only to be told that before you cross over to the other side, you can return to Earth for 1 hour. And I want to know, in that 60 minutes, where do you go? Who do you see? What do you say to them? How do you spend your final moments on Earth?
Oh, you're going to make me cry. You really are going to make me cry. Okay, I'm not even going to think it through. I'm just going to say I'm going to see my wife and kids.
That's it, isn't it?
And in particular, my daughters. Yeah, yeah. Just spend time with my daughters for an hour. What would we do? It wouldn't even matter what we did.
Just be
something really banal, like, you know, watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine or drawing. Probably drawing with my kids. I think is my favorite thing to do.
Is it?
And both of them are quite artistic, and I think my favorite moments are, you know, maybe music on in the background, not necessarily, but just drawing. And sometimes my eldest is now 12, but she'll still do it. She'll still create something. I think last holidays we were making stickers together. Oh. But I think it would just be sitting around a table with my daughters, just drawing. And for me, I like drawing cartoon characters. So it would be like Mighty Mouse or Banana Man, or I just go online and search Banana a cartoon Man. Character and then draw and then paint. And then my, you know, my daughters are scribbling and drawing and just, you know, it's for me, that's what life's about. And it hurts me because I have to spend so much time away from them because, you know, we were all living together in 2019 over here in London, and then my daughters started getting homesick and my wife was getting work in Australia, and we kind of went, well, that's fine. I can do 10 weeks away at a time and then go back. But my dad worked for Qantas, so he was always away. So I knew what it was like to have a dad that was gone for 2 weeks, but when he was home, he was properly home.
So
with
present.
Nothing in
the
diary.
Yeah. How lovely.
And like now I go back to Australia in a couple of weeks' time and I've purposely cleared the diary as much as possible. And I remember of all the people who reminded me of this was Frankie Boyle. Frankie Boyle and I were doing a weekend of gigs in Newcastle once.
That great
and
sentimental fool.
Oh, honestly. So there was a comedy club in Newcastle called The Hyena. And when you stayed there, when you played there, they would put you up in an apartment because I think the owner of the club owned an apartment. And so you'd spend a weekend with just some random comic just living together. And I had two weekends in the space of 6 months where it was Frankie Boyle. And Frankie and I would sit up and, you know, we'd go out and I think we were both drinking at the time, but then we'd come back and we'd have cups of tea and we'd talk about the universe. And I remember him talking about how his dad would come home at probably 7 o'clock every night. He'd go to work, go to the pub, and then he'd come home. And I was like, oh my God, that's what dads did. Because my dad didn't. My dad would be gone for 2 weeks and then I'd come home from school one day and he'd be in a beanbag watching, you know, Warner Brothers cartoons, and then that's it. We'd have him home for 10 days. So I guess that's kind of what I've ended up doing with my daughters, which is, you know, it breaks my heart for me to be away from them, but I hope it teaches them that you can have a job that you love and that, you know, there are no boundaries. You can go anywhere in the world and do whatever it is that you love. But when I'm with them, it's just about being with them. And 9 times out of 10, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Just being there. And really being there, as you said, being present is what's important. So for me, that extra hour, just colouring in with my girls.
Yeah. It is this, I think in so many ways, lockdown taught us that. It's the stuff we missed was really just people. It was contact. It was being able to, you know, just being able to touch their skin, hold their hands.
Oh, and, you know, ironically, all I did for 7 months, because Melbourne had, you know, Melbourne had the longest lockdown of any city in the world.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All I did for a lot of 7 months was just colour in with my girls. And I was,
And then you got to work with them. I mean, you took one expression that one of them, one conundrum that one of your daughters presented you with, and you've turned it into two best-selling children's books, which you, by the way, have cut them in on, which is pretty remarkable. You've gone four ways on the publishing royalties between your two girls, yourself, and their chosen charity.
Yeah, so when... So it was my youngest who had said to me, and she must have been about eight at the time. This was pre-lockdown. She said, I don't know when I grow up whether I want to be a rock star or a detective. And I said, well, you do both. You'd be a rock star by night and a detective by day. And it wasn't long after that that I was called in for a meeting with some publishers saying, do you have any ideas for books? And in particular, what would you write for your eldest? And I went, oh, she said she wants to be a rock star and a detective, so I'd probably write that. And I went, oh, my goodness, and what would happen in that? And then we started talking about this story. And so then I came home and I sat with her and went, right, so who would the suspects be and what could the crime be? And we came up with this story of these two 12-year-olds that are on their first ever tour, music tour, and wherever they perform, a priceless piece of art is stolen, but all the evidence makes it look like they're the ones doing it. So they have to solve the crimes and work out who's framing them. And I said to both my daughters, I said, look, I'm gonna split the proceeds, what I get paid for this, with you guys. And then one of them said, well, no, you should get some as well. And I was like, okay, fine. And then one of the other ones said, well, actually, and let's give some to charity. Let's split it four ways. So, and to be honest, like, we've not got around to working out which charity we're going to give it to. I think we identified there's a place in Melbourne called the Song Room, which takes music lessons to disadvantaged schools. Nice. So I think we'll look into that, and probably a disability support charity in the UK as well. But after the first book was written, my eldest said, I really enjoyed that, Daddy, but can someone die in the second book? So it turns out kids love murders.
They love a murder. So this, nice.
The first one's Rockstar Detectives. The second one is Rockstar Detectives Murder at the Movies.
Yeah. So she got her way. Someone died.
She got her way. And I'm trying to make them slightly more gruesome as each one goes along.
You're the perfect man for the job with this, though, because you know how to land a really great message in a really entertaining and compelling and often funny way. And it seems like such a no-brainer that you would write young adult fiction, because 12-year-olds, it's not like you're doing six words on a page and a doodle. This is proper narrative.
It's got to be a proper story. And I mean, I wrote the first story without plotting it through and planning it. And the editor said, yeah, next time maybe, if you're doing a detective story, maybe plan it a little bit. But that idea of if you've got a microphone, use it to say something. Yeah. I've tried to put some positive messages in there. The second one in particular is about how representation matters. Because, you know, it's Charlie and Georgia, the two kids, and George is in a wheelchair. But it was important for me to write that in a way that the wheelchair actually makes him a better detective, in that he's faster. There's a chase scene and he's going downhill, but because he's in the wheelchair, he's faster than someone who's running.
Superhero.
Absolutely. So, I've tried to make it positive and put takeaways in there for the kids that, you know, again, you're just using the microphone to say something.
Yeah. Oh, I look for, you know what? My son's like a little bit too old now. He's 14 going on 15. Make the most of it to sit down and read a story like that too. But I used to love bedtime stories with him. And the age that your girls are at the moment, I mean, just hold on tight, because they pull away so quickly. I mean, they come back and they still remain, you know, as captivating and as lovely as ever. It's just different. Teenagers, yeah, you know, should come with a manual.
And I can see that. Much well. The teenager's manual. Oh my God.
Thanks so much for joining me for another trip down to the cellar. And thank you so much for your company across the year. If you'd like to hear any of those episodes in full, just search for the guest names in our extensive back catalogue by putting the name in the search bar. So, from the top with feeling, today you've heard Faye Ripley, followed by Craig Doyle, and then Adam Hills. As always, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back with a brand new episode and a brand new guest on Friday.
White Wine Question Time is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.